The city of Bryan is considering outsourcing its trash collection services to a private company. That was revealed at last night's College Station City Council meeting, where the proposal to hire a consultant was defeated by a 4-3 consensus. Instead, city staff was directed to collect trash rates from other cities to share at a council retreat that's expected to be held before the end of February. James Benham, who suggested the consultant's study in October, brought up the death of a Texas A&M student who was struck by a trash truck in September of last year.
It is a high-risk business, as evidenced by our 21-year-old Alana Rose Rich, who is dead because one of our trucks hit her and drug her along one of our roads.
That drew reaction from Linda Harvell.
I'm going to also make a request that in these conversations, we never ever bring up the untimely death of the student.
I am sorry.
It does not belong in this conversation. It was tragic, and it does not belong in this conversation.
Ms. Harvell, that was simply to respond to the fact that it is a dangerous business.
Benham's comparison of a trash collection truck to a tank drew a response from Mayor Carl Mooney.
It's a gigantic, heavy, dangerous vehicle.
It is not as dangerous as you want the public who's listening or watching this to believe. We don't have people driving tanks. If you want to equate a sanitation truck to a tank, you drive a tank.
Mooney and Harvell were part of the majority opinion that trash collection was a core city service. The College Station City Council will be seeing representatives from the local cable and internet provider at a future meeting. That's after seeing a video at last night's meeting. Homeowner Bob Reinhardt played what was caught on a surveillance camera. He says a technician who came out to check an internet outage put a tag on his door and stepped back to take a cell phone picture. Then the technician removes the door hanger and walks away.
They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. This one's worth a whole bunch more than that.
Mayor Carl Mooney agreed with the request from Councilman Jerome Rectorick to review the performance of the local provider.
I've had complaints from several members in newer portions of our community that they're unable to get cable and internet service. And so hopefully we can cover that as well.
Reinhardt called on the council to bring in another provider.
This won't happen if you have competition.
The council was also told the state and not the city controls the franchise agreement. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. There is another older College Station residential neighborhood asking the city council for protection from stealth dorms, and council members are asking the Planning and Zoning Commission for assistance. Last night's council meeting included remarks from two homeowners who live south of the Texas A&M campus. Emily Jane Cowens, president of the recently organized Southside Neighbors Advocacy Group.
We recognize that we have taken for granted our way of life and have not been proactive enough in doing our part to see this mission fulfilled. But that is changing now.
Mayor Carl Mooney received council support to have P&Z study what other college cities are doing to keep out unwanted rental housing, based on what he learned attending a recent convention.
It's basically to take a look at those other cities where they have these restrictive ordinances that help prevent the kind of encroachment that we've been hearing about tonight.
So that would be part of the PNZ's plan of work item then, right?
Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Further protections for single-family neighborhoods in College Station will require changing the city's development regulations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. A College Station business that's losing its parking lot and driveway to the future interchange at George Bush and Welburn's a step closer to a new location. The College Station City Council approved rezoning for Aguiland Outfitters last night on a 4-3 vote. Barry Moore, who was the only member not to disclose his decision in advance, turned out to be the swing vote in favor.
And I absolutely believe in Fadi and your business.
Moore was joined by James Benham, Julie Schultz, and Jerome Rectorick. Linda Harvell, who lives five blocks away, joined Carl Mooney and Blanche Bricken voting no.
I would challenge a city to walk the talk and make sure that we do protect our neighborhoods.
The landowners still have an upcoming court battle. It's after a couple who live on Fairview sued to enforce what they believe are deed restrictions filed 90 years ago that prohibits the property from being used as a store. No answer to the lawsuit first reported by the Eagle has been filed. But a lawyer representing the property owners, Chuck Ellison, addressed the deed restriction issue during the August 17th meeting of the College Station Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's the problem with the deed restrictions. They are so vague and so ambiguous. They are really unenforceable. They haven't been enforced. They won't be able to be enforced. There is no limitation in these deed restrictions that property can only be used for residential purposes.
Aguiland Outfitters is losing the driveway and parking lot at their current location for the new interchange at George Bush and Welburn. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. A brine-based contractor was not awarded two City of College Station projects, even though they were the low bidder. That's after the City Council last night learned more about the company president serving court punishment for conspiring with a city employee to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from the city 15 years ago.
This went beyond just trying to cheat the city. This was collusion. This went beyond just simply trying to skim money off. This was a deliberate act.
Carl Mooney seconded the motion to deny the appeal from Kerry Smith of Texcon General Contractors and award the contracts to the second lowest bidder. The only vote against the staff recommendation came from Julie Schultz, who said Texcon's competitors have done some things she did not disclose.
And I do have maybe a little more knowledge about the backgrounds from living here a long time and being in this business.
Choosing the second lowest bidder will cost the city an additional $126,000. A more than $8 million expansion and renovation of College Station's public library could be finished by the middle of 2019. That's close to 11 years after voters approved the project in a bond issue. During a special City Council meeting yesterday, Assistant Public Works Director Emily Fisher fielded more council observations, including a wish from Blanche Brick to change the design of the roof.
Something that doesn't look like a parachute coming down.
Well, that roof is the spine of the building, so it's not just the entrance. It runs
the length of the building.
So that would be a significant change.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that wouldn't be an easy thing to redo.
Fisher says the color of the brick to be used in the facade will match the city's new gateway monument markers. She was also asked to get estimates to replace the library sign along Harvey Mitchell Parkway, which is not part of the project. The 12,000-square-foot expansion includes a larger children's area and program space. Hurricane Harvey has slowed down the development of a future YMCA branch in College Station.
Unfortunately, Harvey took a toll on four YMCA facilities in the Houston area. And so we've had to kind of pull back a little bit, let them regroup, get those facilities back up and running and repaired.
Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says negotiations continue with the Houston Y.
We just spoke to the YMCA folks, and they're going to be putting together three different pro formas for the group to look at, which they think is going to be a viable way to get things going, and we're excited about it.
Last night, the City Council approved construction of a sewer line that'll serve the proposed Y location. College Station's Economic Development Director says a big vacancy in an existing retail building has been filled.
We've got the old Linens and Things next to the Home Depot.
Yes.
That's been vacant for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Specs has leased that space, and they're going to run their retail operation as well as a wholesale kind of warehouse operations out of that. They're going to open mid-August.
Specs going to keep their location in the Culpeper, as we used to be called Culpeper. I don't know if it still is.
They're keeping that location as well as the one. This will be their third one in town.
Natalie Ruiz on WTAW's The Infomaniacs repeated what she mentioned in her latest city podcast, that the most asked question remains, when will Papado start building on land they purchased 6 years ago?
They own the property. They're continuing to spend money on the property and drainage design and site plans and things like that. So those are all good indicators, and they say they're still coming. They're going to do it at their own time.
Ruiz also says negotiations are underway to fill the former Academy store, and potential prospects are being pitched to move into the Gander Mountain store, which she says will close the 15th. A fifth-generation Texan who spent the last 12 years in Arizona feels like he's back home.
Well, here I don't have to have an accent-canceling mic when I speak because everybody can understand me.
College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon, was officially sworn in today.
This is a family environment here, and I wanted to be part of a family. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be the new member of their family.
McMahon, whose firefighting career began in 1989 northeast of Dallas in Hunt County, also attended the Texas A&M Fire Training School, moved here from a chief's position covering suburban Tucson, including the University of Arizona.
The area that I served for population there for fire protection was about 255,000 people, and the area that we served for EMS was close to a million.
Since starting on Monday, McMahon says he's been working until 9 at night in order to visit firefighters at College Station 6 fire stations.